On this Friday afternoon, Eric Snodgrass joins us from Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast. Eric, let's start with the rainfall totals over the past week or so. What have you learned from the numbers?
Yeah, well, the numbers are ridiculous. We've basically seen from eastern Texas through Oklahoma, through Missouri, and then into Illinois with the repeated rounds of rain and thunderstorms. Some of the numbers in the western and central part of the state, getting all the way into the southern part of the state, range anywhere between 3 and 6 inches. And we have similar amounts in the north central part of the U.S., or sorry, part of Illinois. Really funny to say this, but the drier place was actually east central Illinois, where we were still getting 2, 3, and 4 inch rainfall amounts locally. Now, what's interesting is when you take a look at how our planting progress has been in the state of Illinois, while we haven't got much work done in east central Illinois or even over towards Springfield, like Sangamon County, go a little north of there and west of there, and progress was made during that drier stretch around Easter. So those fields just got soaked. I imagine there's a lot of standing water. And then we're, of course, continuing to see delays here just because of the torrential rainfall amounts. And because of that, you know, we've seen some major problems on our river networks. And we're breaking records. And it's kind of hard to say, but we're breaking records we set in 1993 along the Mississippi and along the Illinois River, especially in Davenport up there on the Mississippi, where if you've been watching the news, you've probably seen the flooding that's happened there, breached a protective barrier, and they got flooding downtown. So it's been pretty rough in certain parts of the state of Illinois with all this recent rainfall.
Weather patterns for next week?
Well, I guess I could call it good news, but it's not really that great of news. If in the state of Illinois, we do have rain moving through the southern half of the state, maybe getting as far north as I-72. That'll be coming through tonight into tomorrow morning, and then getting over to Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky throughout the day. After that, you know, the rest of Saturday and Sunday and even part of Monday are going to look pleasant and look dry. And normally we would say, hey, we'll get some stuff done. But there's just so much water, it doesn't even matter that it's drying down a little bit over the weekend, because the pattern next week looks to be active again. So we're going to see again the same regions that you've been seeing getting wet, because the whole overall pattern with a southeast ridge and a southwestern United States trough, that is one where we just get continual moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico. So I'm watching several systems again, middle to end of next week, that are just going to be bringing in the rainfall.
Did things change after the 10th of May? That would be Friday next week.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping when we talk again next Friday, that the things I'm seeing right now are still true. And what that is that by the time we get to the 10th, 11th, 12th, the broader trough feature, which is to our west, which is linked up to this trough that's in central Canada, it looks as though it's going to move to the eastern U.S. Now, we want that. We want to be on the western side of a trough. Yes, it's a little cooler there, but it is drier there. And so we're seeing this time period right around the middle of the month where we could get some drier days in. Now, we have to get a lot of dry days in, right? We got to have several, 10, 15 of these in a row. And I'm not seeing that, because by the time we get to the third and fourth week of the month, we're seeing once again a ridge building over the southeast and the jet stream just screaming out of the Pacific. And you put all that together and we just go back into this wetter pattern toward the end of the month. So I always say it like this, whatever is a storm chaser's dream is a farmer's nightmare. And we're going to be seeing some storm chaser dream type like scenarios as we progress through the end of this month.
How about next month?
Well, we've seen some of the longer term models. I'm talking about the European model and this model we run in the U.S. called the CFSB2. They keep hinting at keeping the eastern Corn Belt on the drier side when we get into June. Now, to be honest, statistically, we would want that. If we do get this crop planted, we would want a little bit drier June, just because it forces the plant to go looking for water, and we'd like to have that better root structure than if it was just wet once the crop got planted. Central U.S. and Western Corn Belt, I don't see that out of the models. They're picking up on a wetter pattern. Now, that's a long-term outlook from just two different modeling centers. So I'm going to say this. It's a little speculative at this point, and I don't see concrete evidence in it, but if persistence is a guide, then I expect to see the Central Plains continue to have problems throughout the next 6 weeks or so.
And finally, we should take a look at the global front. I take it the safrinha, or second crop corn in Brazil, is still in good shape?
Yeah, it is. We would normally be seeing the monsoons slow down a little bit at this time of year, but they're still carrying a little bit of wet bias, which means that's about as good conditions as you could ask for coming out of Brazil. But elsewhere around the world, things are a little bit different. It's very cold in parts of Central Europe. Same pattern that's affecting us is actually affecting them. They get all of our old weather systems, believe it or not. And they've got a deep, deep trough in the middle part of Europe, which is actually sending temperatures in Germany below freezing and all the surrounding countries. So they're cold there. But I think the global highlight in terms of impactful weather is actually happening in India. There's a 500 million people right now that are being impacted by a tropical cyclone that reached category 4 strength, going right up on the east side of India, going toward Bangladesh. Historically, that is one of the places on Earth that records the highest number of fatalities when it comes to flooding due to tropical cyclones. So there's a lot of concern about that part of the world right now.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And of course is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.